Hello and welcome back to our middle school podcast. My name is Greg O'Neill and thank you for joining us yet again. I want to talk a little bit about goal setting today and the work that we're doing with our middle school boys in that space. But before I do, I thought it was important I just mention camp. Unfortunately, we didn't get to record the podcast last week. We'd hoped to do it live from camp yet again, but unfortunately, a few things on camp got away from us there, and we weren't able to bring that to you. So I do apologise. And what a great couple of weeks it was. And I really want to extend a sincere thanks to the staff that made it possible. A lot of the staff made significant sacrifices to be away this year, giving up time with young families and just the logistics associated with going away for a couple of nights. And to Matt McGrath, to Ben Lynham, and to Vicky Lamb, who did a lot of the organisation behind the scenes. It was a truly awesome effort. So I thank them for their coordination and the time they put into making that experience possible for the boys. And finally, I got a shout out to the boys themselves. The Year 7s had a really good time, plenty of smiles on faces every chance I got to rip over to the Year 7 camp. They're having a fantastic time. And hopefully just starting to forge those new friendships and new relationships for 2020 with their teachers and their classmates. And the year eights probably copped a little bit more adversity than we would have hoped, especially that black and blue class on that Wednesday night, receiving over 130 mils in basically from 8 p.m. onwards. It really threw it down, and I remember sitting there with a couple of colleagues and we're looking at the radar and we're saying to the boys, look, this is coming towards us, it's gonna rain, but it'll pass, because it was moving. And it just seemed to get to Dickey Beach and throw the handbrake on, and it just threw it down. We got a lot of rain, and yeah, it's a real credit to the boys. We had to take the decision to move the boys from the campsite over to where the Year 7s were, which we did methodically and carefully and safely. But the boys' resilience in that time, it was around 11 o'clock at night when we took that decision, because a lot of the tents were just starting to fail. And look, the boys were, you know, that again, smiles on faces, appreciated the adventure that they were on now, and having a sleep out in the hall there was, I guess, another memory that they'll take away from their Year 8 camp experience. I extend a big thanks to the boys and the way that they were able to work their way through what was a really challenging evening. But to look, all of the Year 8s as well, I know that they enjoyed their camp experience. I hope that some of them were challenged by some of the activities. I know some were. But I also know that there was a lot of great moments sitting around the campfire, or having a hit of cricket, or throwing the footy, or out on the different activities where again, those great relationships can start to be formed. So, look, a huge thank you to everyone involved in the camp program across Year 7 and 8. And it really has, I'm hoping, set up a great start to 2020. But of course, with camps behind us, we are back in action now. And hopefully for our sevens and eights, they're just starting to re-establish those really important routines, both here at school and at home. And to help them with that, and including our year nines now, to help them with that, we've entering into our goal setting period. And in each of the PD sessions that the boys have, we're looking at goal setting and asking the boys to spend some time to reflect on the things that they would like to achieve in 2020. We are using an online platform as part of our Track One software, which teachers use to look at the boys' data, both across time and immediate data. And we've given the boys access to this so they can push in some of their goals for 2020. Some of those goals will be academic goals, and looking at the sorts of results they'd like to achieve across their different subject areas this year. Some of them are co-curricular and personal goals as well. And we'll walk the boys through how to set those goals appropriately and what are appropriate goals and how to do that. We're also getting the boys to reflect on what are their strengths, what are the things that they want to focus on or work on to improve throughout the year, and also to reflect on some of the behaviours that are really important for success, like their aptitude in class, their focus in class, their capacity to work with others, and give themselves a little score on those things, knowing full well that their teachers at the end of the term will score them or rate them on those same criteria. So it's going to give us a really good platform to have conversations with your son about how he's tracking with all of those goals. And I think it's been an exciting couple of PD sessions as the boys are just starting to now think about what goals they're going to set. One of the year sevens this week popped his hand up during our session led by Miss Liana Bailey on staff here and asked, well, why do we set goals in the first place? And it was a really insightful question. And one that we're obviously ready for, and we talked about the importance of goals, and I used the analogy of the car ride. The destination for us, we're setting 2020 goals here, and at the end of 2020, I said, boys, we want to experience at the end of 2020 and hopefully get to you the best version of you in 2020, both inside and outside the classroom. We want to have been able to shown that growth and improvement and keep aspiring to be the best version of ourselves. Now, if that's the destination, a lot like a car ride, what we need is those clear directions on how to get there. So I use the analogy of goal setting as like our GPS. We're going to punch in the directions and that will help us get there the best possible way. And goal setting, of course, works the same way. Goal setting allows us to really look at the things that we need to do on a regular basis to ensure that they are done. I guess having an exact or some specific plan for achieving success is really important for adolescent boys, and having those aspirations ahead of them of what they'd like to achieve, I think really helps them establish a focus for each year, and then a focus for each term, and a focus for each month, and a focus for each week as we drill those down. And what I'd like to encourage parents to do is over the next week start having conversations with your son about those goals that he has set. He will be able to log on to his own Track One with you. He has the login for that. And I'm hoping that parents get the chance to sit with them and look at those goals, hopefully hold account to say that they are achievable and realistic, but at the same time say, well, what do we need to do, not just at school, but also on the home front to help you support and achieve those goals? Is it something about the home study space? Is it something about the home timetable that needs to be jigged in order to support the boys in achieving those goals? They're all conversations that we've had with the boys about what they need to do both here at school but also at home in order to achieve those, and identifying what are the inhibitors. What are those things that are going to encourage you to procrastinate or put things off or distract you at those times when you have set aside to get some work done, be it study or assignment work or homework? What are those potential distractions that are going to impact the quality of the work that's being done and in turn impact how well we might be able to achieve those goals? So they've all been great conversations, and again, I thank Mrs. Liana Bailey for her leadership in this space and leading the boys through this process. And each of the year level coordinators will, and myself, will receive every middle school student's goals over the next couple of weeks for approval. So we'll be reading through them, approving them where appropriate, and sending them back to the boys where we feel like there could be a little more or a little less in there. And then once that's done, it goes off to the classroom teachers so they can be aware of what it is that the boys are hoping to achieve. throughout this term, and then throughout next term we'll revisit them and adjust them as necessary, and hopefully, as I said, we're aiming towards that best version of self at the back end of each academic year. Thank you for joining us in the podcast this week, and I look forward to you tuning in next week. Bye for now.